Dirt Life Show with your host, George Hamill.
All right, Bella Burchard, we are live. We're at Coin Power Sports today. This is going to be episode one of the Dirt Life Show hosted by Bella Burchard. It's going to be pretty cool because, Bella, we're going to figure out what the name of your show is today.
Yep.
So let's talk about this first. We have some fantastic guests that are going to come on.
Yes.
Let's name a few of them.
We got Kaden Danbury, Ethan Groom, Jackson, and Jameson Mandel.
Okay. And then we have one special guest.
Yes. Come on. Cashley Coy. He's going to talk about his little show that he put on.
So if anybody didn't see it, we're going to show a little clip of it too. Cashley Coy drives side by side, but apparently he likes three words.
Yes.
So to go a little bit more on the Bella topic, actually, why don't you tell them how this all transpired for you? Give them a little bit of the backstory, and then tell them what you want to do now with the Dirt Life Show.
Yeah. So lately, I've been wanting to do media, and I got a really cool opportunity from George to kind of get everything started. So, you know, we put some stuff together, and we're still thinking of some names and, you know, what times and stuff like that. But I'm going to start interviewing and having my own little special segment, a part of Dirt Life. So
I think it's going to be pretty cool. First, hi, Rosie. How are you? Let's see here. And Aaron, what's up, dude? Nice to see you at Crandon as well. So, Kaden, we're going to get you on in just a second here, but let's still talk about what Bella has going. So, you know, the Dirt Life has really always loved children, kids, everybody. All the family vibe of the off-road atmosphere, motorsports atmosphere. And Bella inquired, just like we always tell you guys, no matter what you do, follow your dreams and ask for what you want and give it your all to be able to get there. Just like in racing, you always do your best to get first place. Well, Bella is doing that on the side, too. She wants to get into media, so she came to us and asked us if we could help. Of course we're going to. So it's going to be pretty cool. We'll also ask you guys, too. What do you guys think we should call Bella's show, or we'll call it a segment of the show? She's going to do it, I think we decided on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
The first Wednesday of each month?
Yeah.
Okay. So as long as time permits and we're not at the races or traveling, we're going to do it on the first Wednesday of each month. And Bella's going to host it. So throughout the show, why don't you guys let us know what you think would be a cool name for her segment? Obviously, we want to have her name in it. So something like, I don't know, Bella's Burn Shop. maybe something like that. We'll throw a couple names out there. But you guys let us know what you think is best, too, so that Bella can have a name for her show. All right. So let's do some of the pre-introduction stuff. What do you got on your notes here, Bella?
All right. So we got...
Oh, let's tell everybody to share the show first.
Yeah. So share the show, share with others on buttons on Instagram and live feeds, and yeah.
There's a little tiny triangle or paper airplane at the bottom right hand corner of your guys' screen. Click that so you can share it with all of your friends and give Bella some more. Do you know who Melissa Cherry is?
Yes, I do.
So you should definitely say hi to her because she commented in.
Hi, Melissa.
All right, and where are we at today?
We are at Coin Power Sports in Banning.
Yeah, very close to your house, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'm like 2 minutes away from your hometown.
So one of the good things to do when we have awesome, gracious hosts like Travis Coyne, uh-huh, Danny, all the people here is to obviously thank them. So thank you very much to all the people at Coyne for letting us have this show here. If you guys have any need for any UTVs, dirt bikes, watercraft, and you're in Southern California, they have an El Centro location and they have a Banning location. So come stop in and say hi to the boys. I got to tell you, Bella, there's so many people buying stuff today. It's insane.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that flow in and out of here, and there's great people that help you, and it's just it's a great place to buy stuff.
And also, side note, Bella was in here earlier just helping us set up, and everybody knows her. So that was pretty cool. All right. So we also, before we get Kaden on, how can people check the show afterwards? They can go on the social media channels?
Yeah. Facebook, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify.
Yeah, so check it out all the time. We get a lot of people asking us or telling us that they really enjoy the actually iTunes because it rides the races and doing all that stuff. So now that Bella's going to have her own show, we're going to get more content out there for you guys. So that'll be pretty cool. You guys can listen to her, get some good advice from her. And if you're a family and you want to learn some of the specific secrets that the kids have, please join and follow that too. All right, and... we share some sponsors, too.
Yes,
even, like, the people on your t-shirt.
The best.
All right, so name some of the sponsors that we share, and I'll do the rest of them.
We got KMC Wheels, Great Wheels. I race them, and they'll support them.
Where can people buy them at?
Four Wheel Parts.
Okay, so head down to Four Wheel Parts, get your KMC Wheels.
Yes, Motul and Evo Power Sports.
Yeah, and both of them do a lot of good stuff. You guys are probably going to get going to the dunes. I don't know if you're going to be able to, but even if you go out for a trail ride, change your oil, because that's the most important part. They're long side by side. And the guys over at Evo, you change your oil, you can throw some horsepower at them, too. You got some other people talking at you, Bella?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, thank you to the guys over at Max's Tires. We just came back from Crandon, man, it was so fun. We had such a great time up there. And got to see all the different racers and everybody. Thank you guys over at Shock Therapy. Please use code DIRTLIFE at the shocktherapyusa.com. Thank you guys over at JL Audio. When you go to SandSports Super Show this weekend, if you're lucky enough to get over there, please go by the Nacho Lighting booth. We have a brand new DIRTLIFE Pro R that's going to debut there at the booth. It's got an insane JL system in it. So thank you to Moses at Brick City for putting all that together. The car is just, dude, it's so good. Evolution Power Sports got it all dialed in. Got some Maxxis tires on there. We got some KMC wheels on there. All kinds of, have you ever heard that Austin Powers when he goes, I love gold? So when you're going to be thinking about that when you go see this car. Thanks to guys as well to Racing Products. They got some specific radius rods on that bad boy. So cool. So go check those out. And thank you to Kyle and all the guys at Vision Canopies. They had a massive, massive showing at Crandon. It was really, really cool. All right. So let's get into the show. You want to introduce our next guest, and I'll let him in on Instagram.
Yes, I do. So our first guest is Caden Danbury. He close to me, but, you know, pretty close.
Only like what? An hour away?
I'd say an hour, yeah. He's more down by, like, the beach area, I think, but.
There he is. What's up, Caden?
What's up? How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Look at all that hardware he's got in the back.
Oh, look at showing off.
Working on it.
So, all right, what's the first question you got for Caden? Actually, how did you get beat?
Well, I feel like we've known each other so long that, like, I don't actually remember meeting.
But, yeah, I think I was thinking about it. It was probably like 7 years ago when we were racing 250s against each other. We've been competing for a while.
Really?
Yeah, we've had some
good long battle.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to chime in here and tell you guys, that's longer than I've been side by side. More than I started. You guys are veterans.
Oh, yeah.
So what are some of the questions that you have for him?
Yeah, I wanted to start with, how much effort does it take to drive at a professional level? I know you've gone through, like, a bunch of stages of racing, but, you know, like, how much time does it take out of your, like, daily routine? And what do you do when, like, for school and stuff? How do you balance that?
Yeah, so it takes a lot of time just all around. With school, getting caught up on school or getting ahead in school just to make it for the weekend. I got the training, and then after school, it's straight to working on the car and make sure it's 100% ready for the next race. Make sure it's all clean, show off all the product, and really just a lot of work to get to the racetrack. So a lot of people don't see the behind the scenes, but that's the hardest part of racing. Yeah. So then once it's at the racetrack, we have to get ready. We have to get all the pit boxes ready for all the pace trucks, all the fuel, loading in all the trailers. I mean, it's a process. It's a full-time job.
Right. It's not just the weekend. It's the week before and the week after.
Yeah. And that's just getting to the races and getting ready for the race. Then you have the training and you have the planning of promoting products and making sure that everything's going where it needs to be going. So, I mean, I've never really calculated how long it takes, but I'm always working on racing. I'm always trying to think of something to get better and kind of watching what other people do and kind of implementing that in my program.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool to hear that Caden talks about it like that, because that means, in my opinion, the way I'm taking that, is that means that he's really accountable for all the stuff that he does. And he's also really looking forward to making progress in everything, right? Like, he just said two things. He said, well, I have to be ready for the next race, and I have to prepare for this race. Like, he's looking for perfection, but he understands that it's not achievable, and you keep putting the hard work in, right?
Right. Yeah. No, it's a process. It's a challenge for sure, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it in the long run. especially all the years. I think I hit year 10 next year of racing. Yeah. So
that's like
10 years of work.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's kind of crazy. How do you relate to what he's talking about?
Yeah, I mean, same. I've been racing for quite, I mean, pretty much as long as you have.
Yeah.
Starting in dirt series, I think. So
yeah.
You know.
I think that's kind of where a lot of people have been around for a while. It all started at dirt series, and
yeah.
Now we're all racing best in the desert.
Yeah.
So the good time.
Big cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, I did want to talk about that, like with your future and stuff in racing. Like, where do you see yourself going in the long run?
Yeah. I don't know. I keep on seeing visions of. I always like to get better at what I'm doing. I don't like to just stay in the same spot for a while. So if I see someone doing something and I'm not, I want to look into it more, and I'll be like, how are they doing that, and why ain't I doing that?
Yeah.
Like, I want to make sure I'm getting better the entire time. And I think just progression will lead to bigger things. And just show more face at places like Sand Sports Show and all those shows. Just really want to put my face out there and get my name out there.
Yeah.
Even today at school, my high school did a documentary a while back. And this kid was like, oh, I recognize you from that documentary that they did about you. So just getting my name out there and just showing my face a little more is definitely going to bring me to the place.
Dude, I got to say, like, what you just said is exactly what, well, any motorsports needs. But, like, I always wanted to be able to go into Walmart and ask a lady or a girl and be like, hey, did you see the off-road race this weekend? And she said yes. And that's what Caden is trying to break, that same barrier, right? Because, like, right now, nobody knows what off-road really is unless they're in it. But, like, Caden just had somebody at his school ask him about it. Like, that's so cool, dude. Even if it's one person. I mean, it's more than that, but even if it's one person, it makes a huge difference.
Right.
Yeah. Big shout out to my cousin, Grayson, because he does this broadcasting at our school, Carlsbad. And he did a documentary a while back, and it was just kind of showing the ropes of racing and what it takes. And even interviewed my mom, seeing that side of the story, and just kind of showed everyone what racing is and what off-road is, and how much love it is to get into it. So,
right.
Just getting it out to a different group of people is a huge thing, especially when kids in my class that I have never met are asking about it.
Yeah, totally. I just started laughing in my head. All right, I'm going to ask you guys both the same question. Do you think your mom was good at doing an interview, and do you think your mom would be good at doing an interview?
Yeah, my mom definitely didn't dig it, the idea, but then she got in there, and it was a good interview. Like, I was really impressed. My cousin did a great job on it.
Yeah.
What about your mom?
I don't know. My mom's very antisocial when it comes to stuff like that. So
some convincing, but, I mean, it sets it apart when you see the mom's backstory of it and their view of how racing's going and seeing us put in the work.
Yeah.
So it means a lot to them, and you get to really hear it when they start talking about it.
Pretty yeah, cool. But this is perfect, Caden, for Bella's new show, right?
I know.
Because now all of a sudden she can have a mom episode.
I know. That'd be a good episode. I mean, you'll feel a lot different view of three.
Sarah, you're my first host.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Don't forget to shout out the people that are commenting.
Yes,
too.
I
actually okay.
They're not digging from interviews already. So. I mean, we'll work on this. We'll work on it.
Yeah, they're trying to bail out. You got to entice them somehow. All right, Bill. I didn't mean to distract you.
No, you're good. Yeah. So, what were we talking about?
Do you have any more questions for Caden?
I do. What life skills do you think racing has taught you? So I know, like, mom's just going to teach this a lot of stuff, but I feel like racing is more than just, you know, getting in a car and driving. Like, you're getting taught like sportsmanship and like how to work with the team. And I know that for me, but like I was going to say, like, when is that?
Yeah. So, I mean, racing teaches me a lot just in life. Starting to meet people, show faces, and kind of just, it's kind of taught me, even with friends, just the break the ice already and just start a conversation. And it makes the whole situation more comfortable. So, I've really been seeing that lately, and just the hard work ethic and, just teaching you, like, even though, like, I mean, racing has been a lot of work for a lot of things, but we're doing this to make ourselves better. And it's not like we're getting paid for it. I mean, we are getting paid, but we're putting a lot of work. Yeah, we're putting a lot of work in, and just that work over years that we don't realize that we're putting in. Once you get in a real life job or you start working for someone, you can see the difference between you and the other person that has done that experience and.
Right.
Wants to put in the work that you're doing. So I think that's a huge thing. It's the hard work ethic.
I think he's talking about confidence there too.
Oh yeah.
So that was one thing I learned when I was a younger kid too. Like when you're a teenager, it's hard, right? Because like you're going through puberty, there's all these different things. Your confidence level goes up and down. You got cooler people than you in school. You got people that are dorkier in school. Like there's all of these different things, right? Like, and that's the real world for every kid. But when you have something that you can really focus on and that you're potentially good at, or even if you're not good at it and you start getting better at it, it's a really, really huge state for any youth to be able to understand, like, what you suck about. Did that happen to you?
Yeah, no, I think, especially just going through, like, a lot of phases in my life as, like, a teenager, I think racing definitely helped, like, being able to just, like, figure out who my real friends were. And, like, some of the best friends I've made have been in racing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for a lot of the kids in racing are just fun, and when it comes to business, it comes to business. So we're all friends outside of the track, but then we bang doors during racing, which is fun.
And I think that's something that like adults need to learn in racing, is that like because when kids go off, you know, they don't mix going on the track with getting off of the track. When we're on the track, we're competition, but when we're off, we're friends. We're good.
Yeah,
you
know? It's funny because that King of the Hammers, we had a little, one of our friends bumped me and was like, we got on the track, we were laughing about it, joking about it. It just makes so much memories. Just even that the 10 seconds that you see them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a ton of fun just to go back the memories. And, I was riding with my buddy, and we were just going down the straightaway for a while. And I just was like realizing like, this is like a friendship thing right here. Like you guys are going through the desert, like desert racing. You guys started from the bottom and you guys are just going.
Yeah, and at the end, if one person, your friend beats you or you beat them, you're happy for them one way or another. So.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a big sportsmanship thing with friends at a young age. And I don't know, as young kids, we don't hold grudges. We off the track and on the track, we're having a ton of fun. So.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy that you said that, though. Like, because I do feel that same vibe, like the older generation or the parents could totally learn.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah,
I think the youth has no problem with sportsmanship. It's the adults that they need to.
Hey, so all you adults, take notice. Okay, so let's do two things, Bella. Let's look at the clock right now and see when the next guest is going to come, and then see if we have any more time to ask Caden any questions, or also ask him if he has anything to talk to us about.
Yeah, I know that you know you've been working on some new stuff in your racing program. Is there anything like that you've let him?
Well, lately I've been working on my gear car since I got in that pretty good accident at Team Hammers. I waited up for like 7 times to 70 miles an hour. Yeah. So, and then we had another incident just a little later, first time we get back in the car. So, since right now I'm getting back good health and making sure I can laugh, this is a big thing for me. I just want to make sure I'm in good health before I get back out there, go really fast after the desert, and just make sure I'm 100% ready. So for right now, we have the new car back from Magnum, and we're building it and getting ready to test it. We're having some fun. Just taking a step back and really making sure that we're still on track and we can do this even better when you come back.
Right. Yeah. Sounds good.
I think that's one of the best things that any youth can understand, is that you don't always have to be pushing forward at 110%. Sometimes, like Caden just said, the accident that he had is no joke.
Right.
Like, that's very, very difficult to overcome, right? I mean, in fact, most cases, it'll just take him out of racing altogether. But he's got enough confidence and enough drive to be able to push past that. But he also understands that sometimes you do need to take a little bit of a break, let your body heal, let your mind heal, like, refocus what your efforts are to be able to get back into it. And at the same time, he's still building this program because he's building your car. He's like setting all this stuff up. He's planning all this behind the scenes stuff. So when he gets out there on the track, it's full attack.
I like to think of it sometimes as like running. When you run as fast as you can't last super long. But when you run for a good distance, slow down a little bit and just, you know, kind of regroup and then keep going, you're just going to keep excelling. But if you just sprint at the beginning, then we're going to go down from there. So,
yeah,
I can look at it that way. Yeah.
That's I relate to that definitely. I had a pretty big accident too, and like, you know, just take a little month break and then kind of recouping yourself and coming back strong after that is really important. So props to you for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Caden, What do you think would be a good name for Bella's show or segment on the show? We have a couple that we were thinking about, but what do you think?
I don't know. That's a good question. I was thinking about at the beginning when you guys were talking about that. I really like the idea of you guys' little part of the show. Yeah. I really like it. I think she'll be really good at it.
Thank you.
I do too. And if you have any like suggestions, throw them in the comments or whatever when we're all talking about it. Maybe like towards the end of the show, we'll release what we think it could be called unless we get a better name.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll definitely throw in some names, but everyone should think about it because this is a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really stoked to get the youth talking. So yeah.
Who knows? Maybe Caden's going to be your co-host.
Who knows?
We had somebody comment in. You might know her.
No.
She said that you and Cruz both had bad raps and you learned from them.
My mother.
Yeah. But she's right, though. Like, it's, well, give us your experience to talk with, like, kind of the same stuff that Caden was talking about.
Yeah. So I think it must have been a year ago now at the California 300.
Yeah. Really just about a year.
Yeah. But, you know, we got in a pretty bad accident, a couple stitches for sure. That was probably the worst ever. But, you know, we had to really grow from it and, like, just rebuilding the car, but, like, rebuilding our skills and, like, my motivation to even get back out there and do it.
Yeah.
So it was a lot. And then the first race that we did was Team Hammers, and that was a pretty good success. So I think it's just the motivation to get back out there that you need.
Yeah.
Does it make it so that, like, when you had that, like, King of the Hammers, did it kind of, like, wipe off all the bad stuff?
Yeah. No, I feel like that was, like, the, okay, I want to do this. You know, like,
yeah,
I want to keep going. It, you know, it's just a little setback, but everybody has it.
Yeah. Yeah, right now, I haven't finished in 3 races, and 2 of them are accidents, and 1 of them is a park failure. Like, all of them are out of my hand. So just the motivation to keep going was hard to get, but I mean, I think I have it now, and the car problem. So I look at it every day. I'm like, all right, I'm ready to get back.
Right. Yeah. No, that's, you just need that little start, but no, I'm rooting for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. So, let's tell Caden thank you and, wish him well. And then we're going to get our next guest on. So go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining for my first interview. I'm really, really happy. And it was so great talking to you.
Yeah. Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Later, everybody.
Bye. Later.
It's really cool. Cause, and you know, guys like Caden, like, they make it pretty easy to have these conversations. Oh, right. Yeah. So it's cool. Look, you even got some compliments in there so far. So give Sarah a shout out. But read her comments so that people on the audio know what she just said.
You did an amazing job, Don.
Yeah.
See? Great interview.
it was a great interview. So, all right.
Talking to Caden.
Let's introduce our next guest and vote that they request to join.
Yeah. So our next guest is Jackson and Jameson Mandel.
Oh, we're going to have 2.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right.
I'm pretty sure.
Let's see if, do you know where they're going to join from?
They should be joining from here, but...
Okay, well, we're going to wait until they join. Hopefully they got the time right. Oh, look, see, you got a couple other, Nichelle Usman, hi. Missed you at Crandon, but it's good to see you joining us now. This is Bella's first show, so we're going to have the kids. All right, and then, did you already say...
Yes.
What, okay, cool. They mean, do you think that the mammals may or may not know how to join?
Maybe not.
Let's see here. Oh, here we go. Jackson right there.
Okay.
All right. Give us an intro while we're waiting for them to load up.
So I'm not sure where Jackson is. I know it's in California.
All right. Give him an intro.
So this is Jackson and J-Mo. They race in the 250 and 170 classes.
Yeah.
Hi. What's up, guys?
What's up?
How are you guys doing?
Good.
They're like so there. It says that's like students.
So you know what you're gonna have to do? The best thing to do when you have 2 people on at the same time right here is to individually ask each one of them the question that you're gonna ask, or maybe switch up the questions a little bit. So let's start with the older one first and then ask them the first question and go from there.
Right. Okay. So Jackson, let's start with you. When was your last race? Like, how'd you do? And
it was in Oklahoma, and I got 2nd, like, overall.
At the Visions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that a pretty cool experience?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure we hung out the entire time, but, yeah.
That's just like you said, though. Like, you always love hanging out off the track, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's mention some of these comments that are coming through.
Favorite littles, they are.
You got to say the name so that, because when people listen to us on audio, they're not going to know what we're looking at. So right. Describe it to them.
Sarah Danbury said, my favorite little. My mom said, hey, boys. And S. Murphy said, the best for Dave Gracie.
Yep. So, and we have a bunch of people joining too. Yeah. So, all right, let's go on to the next question.
Yeah, so I want to talk about friendships that you guys have made in the industry and, like, your racing programs and stuff. I know you guys pretty much grew up, like, racing. And so what kind of friends have you made so far over the past couple years?
Well, we made so many from, like, so I started racing when I was three. So I've met so many people that have raced just, like, Chase Carr, Cruz.
Yeah. What about you, J-Mo?
I met a lot. I started racing or I
want. You guys got to talk a little bit louder, okay? So everybody can hear you. We're also going to have this on iTunes. So basically, talk as loud as you can, all right? Like yelling at us over race bar.
Colby Grimm said J-Mo is a future Rob
McCaffrey. Oh, that's awesome. That's a pretty good compliment right there, buddy. What's the next question you got, Will?
I would say, what is the biggest highlight of your guys' racing careers?
Who you want to go first?
Jackson.
The biggest highlight for me is when I won the California 300. And it was, like, it was so cool. Getting to Warrington around podium and you know the champagne and all that stuff. So it's a fun experience for me.
Right. Yeah, that's really cool. What about you, J-Mo? How about you hear from your highlights?
Winning the Visions.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It was on tops.
Dude, that is cool. Like, and to see the kids like on top, like have they done anything fun like Did you see Dexter Warren drinking out of his shoe?
No, yeah. I did not.
I think he was at the California 300. Did you guys see that?
Dexter yeah, I was. I think it was right after he went up right before me, and it was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah.
Did that mean you want to drink out of your shoe? Because that's kind of gnarly, huh?
No, not really.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, another question I have is, who is your biggest help in prepping the car and, like, prepping yourself before races? Because it can be a lot, so.
Yeah. Mostly my dad, and half the time Brian Carr is helping with my mom is also helping a lot. And it's just, like, so many people trying to help as much as they can.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. And then, like, you guys are siblings, so, you know, how is it like? I know you guys don't race in the same classes, but how is it like, doing the same sport that you guys love together as, like, brothers?
It's really cool to go watch each other and cheer each other on. Like, half the time I'll be on my brother's radio, and he'll sometimes get on my radio, and it's always fun to cheer each other on.
Yeah. And then, Jackson, how old are you?
I'm 11.
And J-Mo, how old are you?
Eight.
Yeah, so that's crazy.
But that's like the whole teamwork thing, right? So yeah. He's like, they're sharing secrets and like doing all of the stuff together, right? Like you just see he's on the radio helping spot for him. Like, you can't get any better than that.
No.
Like, are you guys into motocross at all?
Yeah, we ride. We have a few anchors and we ride dirt bikes, we go mountain biking all the time, and we ride BMXs.
These kids seem pretty busy. Yeah. But my question specifically was, the Lawrence brothers, they support each other, like, massive, like Jet Lawrence and Hunter Lawrence. And it's kind of like that, but a little bit different. You have to do it on four wheels, because, like, they keep getting better and better because they support each other, and they drive each other forward. Do you guys feel like you're doing that same thing?
Yeah, we do that a lot. We, let's say, like, I have, like, a jump in my backyard, and I'll help my brother work his way up to hit it. And, like, and it, like, even on the racetrack, there's some jumps I help him hit. Like, when I used to race the 170s, and he would race some I used to help him get all massive jumps out there. So it
said massive, dude.
Yeah, it's super important having a role model, but like even the best opportunity to have, you know, your great brother as your role model, because like that's just family and like they're the closest advice to you. So, you know.
Well, how does that feel on the other end?
Yeah, general. How do you feel like having, you know, just that older role model, older sibling to kind of, you know, guide the path for you?
It's really nice because he helps me work my first lot out there a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That helps though too. Like when you're like, I had a mentor, his name was Casey Peck. He actually hosted the Dirt Life show with me for a long time. And I was a couple of years younger than him, but like under, but she was always so much faster. But then, like, finally, you start closing the gap as you get older. Like, they're doing it.
So yeah. Cool to see, right? No, it's really cool.
Yeah. Hit us with some more questions, Belle.
And then, how do you guys balance school and racing? Because I know that's like a big thing, especially you guys being like, you know, growing up and, you know, so.
So, me and my brother are homeschooled. So, like, we only go 3 days a week, so like when my dad's home, we'll always go help him run, check clutching, get trans with them, and all of that stuff, and we check all the bolts that are for our cars. And we're homeschooled, so like it's always like you hear he work on the cars and stuff, and go racing. He said work on our school on the motorhome on the way to the race or something.
Right. Yeah, it's convenient and nice.
Well, it's also a lot of hard work, though, especially when you have such a busy life. Right?
Yeah.
Get the family, everybody. But it's cool to see. And you know, like, from first world or from firsthand experience, is that they're doing pretty much the same thing that you remember.
Yeah, for sure. And then I'll start with Jackson first, but the same thing I asked Kaden, where do you guys see yourself in the future with racing?
Like, the more I work harder and stuff with racing and stuff, I can pull myself good as, if I keep working as far as I am right now, I can keep my toss getting sort of good, and, maybe one day and then it won't win in the pros, but how am I now? If I can keep washing myself up, I can maybe one day, like, maybe one day be one of the best.
Yeah, that's a great goal. What about you, J-Mo?
Graphic racing and visions.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a pretty good
graphic. Do you think that they have some favorite driver?
I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you guys have any favorite drivers or people that you look up to besides each other?
Yeah, I look up to Seth Quintero, Chase Carr, and Mike. RJ Anderson and Ronnie Anderson. I like both of them because they're also brothers.
That's pretty cool. What about you, Jema?
Chase Carr. Ronnie Anderson. Left and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they got all, like, kind of the same, I don't know, idols, would you say?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you guys are able to look on Instagram and see, like, the Dirt Life Show channel, if your parents let you, but we played Are You Smarter Than a Third Grader with Ronnie Anderson and Jay Drizzle at Crandon. It was really funny. Ronnie smoked J.D. Marsh, like, pretty hard. Do you guys think that you can win Are You Smarter Than a Third Grader against a big boy?
Probably.
Ooh, that sounds like competition. Maybe you got another show coming up here, Bella.
Are you smarter? I am a third grader.
That's the whole point, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That would be pretty funny. Could you imagine Ronnie Anderson just getting waxed by
Jackson? Yeah, put that on camera.
Dude, for real. Hey, look what just pulled off. Outside Coin Power Sports.
Oh, yeah.
One of the brand new Can-Ams. Have you guys seen those things?
Oh, yeah, the new, what they're called, I saw them on
they got
Instagram things, and I saw it, and it actually, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And they're really good at like, so just let's throw a shout out to Jeff Proctor. He just jumped on. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hi.
So again, we're going to let everybody know this is Bella Burchard's first show. It's going to be episode one, and we're going to figure out what the name of it's going to be called, or segment of the show. So Jeff, we are now going to have a Dirt Life show that's more pointed and focused on the youth, and Bella's going to be the lead on that. It's going to be pretty cool. So I really appreciate everybody that's listening and watching right now.
Yeah.
And when you are watching on iTunes and all that stuff, please always throw us a like and give Bella some support.
Yes.
All right. Let's look at the time again and then see if you have time for more questions with the boys.
6:05.
All right. When do we have our next guest joining?
I think 6:10.
Okay, perfect. So we still got more time with the boys. Do you have any more questions? Because I have some of
you. Yeah, go ahead. Do your question.
All right, so my first question is, how is it when you guys are traveling across the country with your parents? Because you guys travel a lot to go to different races. I've seen you guys in Utah. I've seen you guys over in Texas, obviously in Oklahoma, all over the place, right? When I was little, that was one of my favorite things to do, is to travel across the country because you get to see so many cool things. So how do you guys feel about that?
It's always fun, like getting to see all the cool places in Oklahoma, Texas, and Utah. Because like every time we stop, if you like, you see something cool, like water park, like they'll stop there and just check it out. So it's always fun doing that stuff.
It really is pretty cool, right? Hey, I just saw Tomek come in from Manny Fire. Do you know who she is?
No, I did not.
So she is, well, she competes in patents and stuff. She lives in Tennessee, but she's also a side-by-side racer, too. And she did the 12-hour race at Texplex.
Oh, that's right.
She Ironman that whole thing.
That's
with her family. Yeah, so it's pretty cool because having that girl connection is pretty badass.
Yeah, so. Yes. And then Chase Carr said, hi, Jack and Jimbo.
Hi, Chase. Okay.
Jimbo's pretty funny, man. Yeah. Jimbo's like a big guy. Oh, we're old guys.
They have so many nicknames.
What are some? All right, so tell me a nickname for each one.
Jackson, I don't have one, but I should make one about music because this kid loves music more than anybody I know.
All right, hit us with some questions so we can understand what he loves about it.
Jackson, so, okay, Visions 2021, me and Jackson pretty much listened to music the entire time.
Really?
To every concert together. It was pretty cool.
Oh, Mandy just said type 1 diabetes.
Oh, yes. Same. Twins.
Dang, that's crazy. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
What's the music?
Yeah, so Jackson is a pretty big music fan.
So, hit us with some bands or something, dude. What's your favorite?
I like listening to Morgan Wallen.
Huge
Morgan Wallen guy over there.
Yeah, he's got the mullet growing into him.
Let's see the back. Let's see the back of the hair.
I mean,
see how hard you like the bar stuff.
Not really mullet.
You still like
used
party
to be,
though.
It used to be a modern mullet, but now my hair is growing back. So, like,
dude, what's a modern mullet? What is that?
It's where you have pretty much long hair on the top and then the sides shave.
Okay, I mean, I guess that's. I didn't know about you.
No, hi. I'm rock interesting.
All right, so Beach Girl at Heart asked the question: should we ask Jameson or?
Ask them both. Jackson, separate.
Go ahead and ask the question.
Jackson, what is your favorite type of meal?
I don't know. I like a lot of types of music.
Do you see the dog in the back going in front of the camera?
No, I didn't.
You did. You see, or it was a finger.
I like, I don't know. I just like a bunch of stuff now. I just look a little over now.
Yeah.
What was on your playlist last?
We play baseball, so we do like a lot of walk-up songs. So I like play a lot of my walk-up songs and stuff. So like we play like what's it called? The Young Gravy, that guy.
Is that really a thing? Hey, we got some good comments coming in. You probably seen the last one.
Yeah. Call that a hairstyle, a double wide.
It's about
not sure.
That was
Oh, okay. Not sure what a double wide is, but
it's a trailer.
Really?
Yes, Double Wide Trailer. That's a pretty good name.
That's what she was talking about. Yeah. That's a big trailer.
Yeah. No, not like a trailer, like a pole trailer, like a mobile home.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think
maybe we should put like on your helmet, we put Double Wide and the hair's just swelling up. all right. So Robert Nash just asked the question. What is it?
Maybe we can get the interview Riker sometime. She's doing great. Yes.
I would love to.
So Riker just won a championship too.
Really?
Yeah, and he did something. So do you guys like advice from like how to get more sponsors and stuff? Jackson?
What?
You guys want advice on how to get more sponsors and how to keep your sponsors?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Riker did something that was really cool. We were at Crandon and Maxis went over to talk to him. I did a little interview with him. But before he did the interview, he went in the trailer and he went to talk to Rosie. And he got a champagne bottle that had a special message on it. He said, I just won my championship. I'd like to also give you a champagne bottle because you helped me win this championship. And he gave her the champagne bottle. And so Max just now has a champagne bottle. It was really cool. And the message was fantastic because it thanked them for all the support and everything. So if you guys ever get the opportunity to do that, definitely thank your sponsors as much as you can, even if it's with a small little gift like that.
Okay. And yeah, that'll...
Pretty good advice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there she goes. See, Rosie said it was so special.
So special.
All right. I think we're rounding it out, Mel.
Yep. So I did want to ask one more question. I am starting this whole, you know, podcast thingy and my little segment with George. So is there any, like, names that you guys can think of and help me out?
I think it should start with Bella. It should be, like, Bella's something.
Bella's Broadcast? I don't know.
That's pretty good.
Yeah?
Double B?
Double B? I like it.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Keep it in mind. All
right.
Thank you guys for everything.
It's so nice talking to you.
Bye. Bye. Thank
you. You guys did a great job. We'll see you guys at the next race.
Bye. Bye.
All right. I don't know if Cash is still going to join or how he wanted to do it, but. Let me message him real quick and see if he can jump on. Do you want him to jump on at the same time that Ethan Green jumps on?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about something else too. Like let's talk about the ambitions for you, right? Like you're still racing. You still have a lot of stuff going on. But like how do you mean the Dermy Sing? Like you asked the boys, how do you mean to draw your stuff?
Yeah, so I just got homeschooled, which is kind of like, you know, a big deal for me because we've been asking to get homeschooled for a while. So, you know, we kind of did that. And then, I want to start college classes soon, but I also want to keep, you know, like racing in mind. And I'm going to start people sending me. So I think those are the kind of goals I'm working towards so far. But, you know, we're just seeing, what how it takes with these.
So. They're pretty hard, man.
I guess.
What's up?
Dude, all right. So to introduce our friend here.
This is Cashley Croy. I think
you're from Oklahoma.
Alabama.
Dude, that's great. The Alabama kid. All right. So I'm going to pull up the Instagram here, but give him a little bit of give him a little bit of an intro on why we have him on the show.
Yeah. So we have him on the show because he pulled a really cool stunt at some of his recent races, homemade Gazeller. I don't know if most people follow the video, but I would say.
Well, we're going to play the video for everybody right now. So, I don't know. Let's see if everybody can see it on our Instagram channel, but go ahead and describe kind of what you did, Bella, or do you want me to? Because we
I don't even know how to describe that.
All right. So, we're looking at rock racing. It's Ultra 4. Racing, and this happened in Crandon, Wisconsin, and the racing honestly is really gnarly. Like they go full speed over rocks, and unfortunately Cash lost his right rear wheel and didn't even move his foot on the throttle. He just kept it wide open. It was bonkers.
It was so good too, the whole race. It was just going so smooth, and then this happened.
Good. Take us through it real quick, Cash.
So let me start it off. Like 11, but qualifying and went and touch worked my way up to second in the first lap behind Kyle Chaney,
and just ran the whole race, got like five laps down. Lap six, my tire fell off after I had passed Kyle because he had a flat and was leading the race, and then tire flew off, jumped over a bunch of people, and pretty much if you got one to go, you don't stop there.
You just hold her wide, keep it going to the finish line?
I asked my dad on the radio, I was like, do we keep going? He said, yeah, go.
It was pretty intense watching. Like, I don't know if your dad told you or if anybody else told you, but up in the, we'll call it the grandstands or on the hill where everybody was watching, everybody was like, yeah, go, go, go.
It makes it a little harder to drive like that, for sure.
It was so crazy to see, man. But it was pretty cool to see that you never give up, right?
Yeah, because most people would pull over, but not Cash.
So then we got to the hard rocks, like the bad section, and there was a car on the race line, so I had to go to like the harder spot to go up. It's pretty much hold it wide open with this, it'll do it, like bring it back to the rock bouncer days like we used to do, just wide open, and it didn't really work very well with three wheels.
What, you cream the shard, and your brother just said, big rock bounce guy.
Big rock bounce guy. Cruz is a big fan of me, Cash, if you didn't know already.
Cruz is awesome.
You know why I think that Cruz is a big fan of him? Because Cash and him have the same mentality. It's just full pepper all the time.
Even if you lose a wheel.
You know, I was thinking, like, at the time, too, we were watching from up top, like, and everybody's yelling and screaming. I'm like, dude, how is he making it this far in these rocks? I know you didn't get to see it, but, like, what did it feel like when you were going through? Were you like, dude, I have a chance to make it? Or were you like, I don't know?
So, like I said, there was a car, like, in the line that everybody was taking. It was the easier side. And, like, it's not like you just stop in the rocks with three tires. Then you lose all your momentum to get up the top and just couldn't really stop from there. So I had to hit the harder side, and it was to the floor. It wasn't going.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, because it looked like, honestly, like when the wheel fell off and you saw the rocks coming, you just smashed it full peppered. Like, I got to skim across it like nobody.
Sparks flying everywhere. It was crazy.
Could you imagine how that felt in the car, Bill?
No, I don't want to imagine.
Wait, what'd he say?
It was rough.
Yeah.
All right, so let's we're gonna get Ethan Grimm on here in a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you ask Dash a couple more questions, and then we'll get Ethan.
Yeah. So how did you even end that race? Like, in what position?
So, well, probably last. like it was going so good, and we were leading the race, and then I had to go to the harder rock section, and like I said, that car got in the way, and had to hit the hard side. I got turned sideways and couldn't back up, couldn't go forward, couldn't do nothing. So we're pretty much stuck for the rest of the race watching cars go by.
Yeah. I would say, even though it was, you know, such a letdown, it was still, I feel like that'd be a pretty good highlight because you really didn't give up, and most people would.
It's what makes fun watching for videos and everybody else.
Right.
But
right. It's entertainment.
Definitely was a letdown for us. So yeah. Kind of
so,
like,
give a shout out to the comments.
Yeah. Denver Powder Media said, yeah.
Well, that, first of all, being in the lead against guys like Kyle Chaney and Travis Aldrin and those guys is a pretty big
right
in itself. But I will tell you this, when we're talking about racing, there's always a thing called value. Okay? And you provided more value with the media that you got, the never give up attitude, and the full pepper on the throttle than you did standing up on top of the podium. So good job, dude.
I appreciate it. It would have been nicer if we would have been able to get out the top, but
you never know. What did Mandy say right there?
Mandy said most memorable moment. See? I bet it was. I wish I was there to witness it myself.
Yeah, still feeling it.
All right, buddy. Well, actually, give him a chance to thank the people that.
Yeah. Who would you like to thank?
So mainly, Adventure Lifestyle for just applying car and the just everything. It's Jay Shaw's car. He races the Ultra 4 Series Swift close to us. We're good buddies with him. He couldn't make the call and said, let's go race it. So had a lot of work, like a whole month before Crandon, getting that car ready. And so he owns 11 states across the UK, and he's growing, and I just look.
It's cool that he has sponsors like that right now.
Yeah.
All right, so we had a couple cool comments that got moved. Why don't you read Mandy's first, and then Hunton.
He said nobody remembers the winner. They remember the moments, which is so true.
Yeah, that's very true. But I do remember the winner.
Yes.
All right. You got to understand Hunter Miller's sarcasm.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And Cass liked it too, but go ahead and read it because it's awesome.
Hunter Miller said, if you were really good, you would have won with three wheels.
And that is why he is at home working and out there racing.
Yes.
I hope you heard that.
What a good reply, dude. Hey, but I got to ask a question for me. Does that mean that you're going to be the free wheel champion? Are you going to start racing three wheeler?
I might as well at this point.
Yeah. You got to get that program started.
Somebody bring me a three wheeler and I'll get out there and do whatever.
Then you and the Miller boys could battle. I think you'd probably have them covered on three wheels.
Yeah.
That'd be a
Oh, I love the Miller boy so much. All right, let's thank him very much, and then we'll get Ethan on.
Yeah, thank you so much, Gash. It was really nice talking to you.
Thanks for letting us come on.
Yeah. Hey, you crushed it this weekend, too, bud. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Yes.
Later, buddy. Hey. Tell your family hello, too.
Bye, Cruz.
All right, so we'll just wait till Ethan asks to join, and we'll talk with Ethan a little bit here. Like, when you're able to talk with all Floyd and all the guys, it's pretty cool to see a little bit of personality. But you know what's crazy is, like, what Caden said at the beginning, and you've been just watching the same thing in this.
Yeah, everybody has a passion. We don't talk.
Win and have fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if Ethan wants to come on here. There he is. All right, give him an intro real quick.
So Ethan Groom is 17 years old. He's from... Oh, he's here to tell you.
What's up, you guys? How are we doing?
You're supposed to give him the intro. Hi, Ethan.
Hello.
So since you're the host...
Mess with the camera here. Hold on.
So go ahead and mess with the camera, and Bella's going to give you an intro real quick.
All right, perfect.
Okay, Ethan is a side-by-side desert racer. Ethan, where are you from?
I'm from Temecula, California.
Oh, so yes, Southern California.
Yeah, right next to me, man.
Yeah.
Just down the street.
Probably pass by you on my way to school every day.
Dude, for real. Seeing that dirt life van just hogging all the roads.
Yeah, I see you all the time. I always wave, but I don't know. I don't know if you don't see me or something.
honestly, I'm always looking at something.
It's crazy.
Go ahead.
Wait, because you drive, right? You have your license?
Yeah, I turned 16 last year, so I've been driving school all day and driving to the races and all over the place. It's been great.
Oh, yeah. Your parents chauffeur?
Yeah.
Trust me, I know how it feels.
All right, so Michelle Hudum just said that she was just looking at pictures of Ricky and I think Ethan. So that was that Ricky and you, Ethan?
Yeah, we used to race 170s back in the day, and I... We helped Ricky get into Orem 70 Racing. They're a great family. We love the Huseman.
Yeah.
That's one cool thing. Everybody likes helping everybody.
Yeah. I'm speaking about friends and stuff, you know, what kind of friends have you made, like, in the industry? You've been racing, obviously, for a really long time. So kind of give us a little rundown.
Honestly, almost all of my best friends have been through racing. I mean, Dallas Gonzalez, you guys, Sebastian and Caden. And I love the Mandels. They're amazing, too. And it's just the amount of relationships that you form throughout the years. I've only been racing 7 years, but you meet so many new people, and everyone's always so friendly and willing to help out, and, like, it's so easy to form bonds at the racetrack.
Right, yeah. I think that's the most, like, important thing about racing is really the friends that you make.
Yeah.
It's like the whole family atmosphere, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's so much fun it's weird because, like, you'll be on the track and you'll be battling it out and banging doors and bumping each other. But the second you get off the track, it's like nothing ever happened. And sure, like, if your friend beats you, you're kind of bummed about it. Man, I would have loved to win. But at the end of the day, we're all out there to have fun and just have a good time.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
I wonder if it's hard for, like, is it hard to separate that, though, Ethan? Because, like, I don't know, man. Because it has a lot to do with ego, right? Like, you got to be able to, like, keep your ego down so it doesn't take over you.
Yeah, it's weird. It's kind of weird because I think to really perform at, like, the highest level is you have to have a bit of an ego. You have to have a feeling that when I step on the track, I'm the best guy out there and I know I can go out and win. And it's hard to kind of dial that back when you're off the track with your buddies and you're just messing around and having fun. It's really the hardest part of maintaining those relationships is keeping yourself in check.
Right.
Is that something that you think is harder for guys in the sport or for girls? Or do you kind of feel that same way?
I would say it's harder for guys. No offense, guys. But, you know, that's more of like a guy thing. I think girls more just take things to heart, and guys are more just, they'll take it, you know.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, though, too. Not to get too far off subject, but there's a big difference between people that are soulful and people that are egoful.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and so it's people, I think what Ethan's trying to say, it has to have a little bit of both, because otherwise it's going to really hurt your program if it's just all ego-based.
Yeah, for sure. You still have to have you have to show who you really are, and you have to show that I am a normal person outside of racing, and it's not all this, oh, I'm going to race all day long, and you have to show you're a normal person, and that's really where I think the most important part with forming those bonds is showing your natural side outside the track.
Yeah, that's a good point, and Mandy just said it's called self-confidence, right? So I guess there's a big difference. What did Michelle Huseman say there?
She said if you were a badass, then you're a badass.
I mean, it is true, right? I think that it has a lot to do with also some good advice, and I think kind of the same stuff that Ethan's talking about now. Ethan is very humble and is very good off the track, just like you are, Bella. And I think that that is what connects with people the most.
Yeah.
Because they can relate to that. When you're in the race car, you just have to be a savage, but you also have to be confident in your abilities to be able to know when to say when.
Right. Yeah. But like, I feel like learning, especially like us having to learn that at a young age really helps, like, in like the real world too, because at a younger age we were doing interviews and we were talking to sponsors, and you know, that was something that we had to pick up quick at like the age of 10. So
yeah, that's one of my favorite parts is how racing, while it's all fun, it's also taught all of us so many different lessons, like how to be a good person, about humility and about self-confidence, and how to like be able to talk to others and really be like a personable person. And I think that's one of the many lessons that racing's taught me, for sure.
Yeah.
Ethan also has a brother, too.
Yes.
Tell everybody what Jacob, and then ask him something along those same lines, if he's able to kind of do the same thing that Jameson would.
Yeah. Because I know that Jacob started doing, like, the kart stuff, right? That you posted on Instagram and, like, you know, how you were out there for him and stuff. Like, being a role model to, you know, your younger brother that's watching, like, you're watching him kind of follow footsteps that you did. Like, how was that for you?
It's the best feeling. He's like my best friend. I'm with him all the time. And so to be able to share my love and like passion for the sport is, this is what I love. This is how I'd rather be spending every single hour of the day if I could. And so to be able to share that with him and kind of share the passion and the excitement that me and my dad and my mom have for this sport, it's the best. And I don't know how into it he is. He loves the idea of racing and he really enjoyed his first race, but I think we're just going to have to get him out at the track a few more times to really get him hooked. He enjoyed his first, he did a little circle track racing in a go.
Yeah.
I think it was a go-kart out in Campo. And we had a really good time with all our family, super low key. And he did good. I think he got like third place out of 8 cars. And so he was super pumped about that. And yeah, he spends lots of time on the sim, and he knows more about racing than I do, which is funny. So it's always a good time with him.
Right.
It's kind of cool, like, to see that Ethan already has fans. The Zenzo 112 said that he saw him in Peoria, Arizona, and he's just going to go ask for a picture. But he didn't want to bother Ethan. That's cool, though, right?
Yeah.
No, never be afraid to come up. I'm always open.
But Travis Coyne just showed up, so let's give him a huge shout out.
Hi, Travis. We are in Coyne Power Sports right now, shooting live. So thank you for everything you've done.
Woo!
That's Coyne.
Yeah, we should take him
tacos.
Oh,
I can eat tacos.
Yeah.
Can I get the invite for that one too?
Yes.
Let's all go.
Let's make it a party. Okay. So go ahead and say what that is.
Joey D said, "Don't forget about Jacob K1 Racing whipping all of us."
Oh. Yeah, so that's my Uncle Joey, and we went camping at the beach last summer, and we all went to K1 after, and Jacob smoked just about all of us, definitely smoked me and all the other adults, so it was pretty funny to see him go out there and show us how it was done.
He's showing his confidence.
Yeah.
Well, it took about 30 seconds, like when I first met the Groom family, it took me about 30 seconds to figure out a name for Jacob, and it's just the boss.
The boss.
Boss man. LFA.
Boss man.
So, all right, what else you got, though?
I talked about the friendships. Oh, how much time does racing and prepping take out of you, like, your daily routine? Like, you wake up every day, you know, how much time does racing consume out of that day?
Not enough. I wish I was down at the shop working on cars more, but probably on average, like, 1 to 2 hours a day. It'd be more, but, you know, school takes up a lot of time, and
right.
Especially gets busy during the winter because I have soccer season for my school, and there's just so many activities that go on, and it seems like I'm not down here enough, but we always get it pulled together for the races, so I guess right. We're doing something right.
Yeah, and then the homeschool, or not homeschool, but school, you know, life, like, how do you balance school and racing?
That's really the hardest part for me because school is, that's the one stipulation with my parents is I have to go to school, and if I'm not getting all A's, then we're not going to the racetrack. So it takes up a lot of time, but really I'm just having to make sure I'm getting all my work done as quick as I can and still get down to the shop and prep the cars. And so it makes for some late nights and some long weekends, but it all makes it worth it.
Right, yeah.
Well, let's also go into dig into that a little bit. So I know the Groom family very well, and Ethan he's humble when he talks about schooling and stuff like that. But you had some pretty big ambitions in your education, right?
Yeah, so hopefully I plan on being an orthodontist, so it'd be another, I don't know, so 4 years of undergrad and 4 years of dental school and then a couple years of residency in an orthodontist program. So I'm definitely not done after high school. I got at minimum 10 to 12 years, so I'm in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
Dude, but that right there is a goal in itself that I don't know that most kids would undertake unless they understood the progression of, like, racing, right?
Right.
Michelle Guzman just asked us a question, too. She asked if you know how to work on your car. I think she probably still thinks of you as a little kid.
Yeah. Over the past few years, I've really been playing a big role in the prep. I'm doing basically all the suspension work right now. So I don't play much with the electrical and, like, the motors. That's a little bit more complicated, but suspension work, I'm tearing the entire thing down to the frame. Every single corner is coming off after every race, and it's a lot of work, but it's good, and it's a good skill to have, too, just to be able to say that I know how to change a tire. There's a lot of kids my age that aren't necessarily, like, into motorsports, and if they hit a flat driving down the freeway, they wouldn't know what to do.
Yep.
And so to have, like, it's the important little life skills like that that I feel makes racing really important.
Yeah. Well,
and not to mention, in 10 years, 12 years, he's going to know how to fix all of our teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
perfect.
Fine if I break them again.
Yeah, well, I'll have two shops next door. I'll have a little side-by-side shop and then an orthodontist office. Yeah.
Dude, that would be
so sick. And then, so, Michelle, if little Ricky wants to come down and you want to go get the beautified stuff with, like, some nice teeth shined up, and then Ricky wants to go over there and work at the shop, boom,
yeah.
Done.
Perfect.
Yeah. I know we were talking about your education, what you were doing in the future with that. That's really rad. But where do you want to go, and where do you see yourself with racing in the future?
Hopefully, someday I want to be on the top step of the podium at, like, the Baja 1000 or Dakar would be awesome. It's really just I want to get down and racing into Mexico and in my own driver's seat. That's really, I think when you go and think desert racing in America, that's kind of where all the competition really tends to go. And so I want to be racing against the best and, I don't know, show that I can compete against them.
Yeah.
The crazy part about that is everybody that's watching or listening to the show understands what a monumental feat that will be, especially because racing and off-road has grown so much over the past years. It's a very, very competitive thing, and it's going to be hard for him to climb that mountain, but I'll see him to wait.
Oh, yeah. I see he can up it for sure.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
But
that's the new spot, and it's redone.
Yeah. We do it all. It's a one-stop shop.
That's fantastic. Wait, there's your new motto. You just came up with a slogan for the company.
Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah. I'll write that one down real quick.
So thanks, Mandy, for the thing. So we got to still, like, let's ask Ethan if he thinks of any cool names for your show.
Oh, yeah.
So, and we should go through it with him so we can announce what we think it could be, too.
Yeah. So we are, you know, as you know, starting this whole, like, media segment with me and George. But we haven't really thought of a name. He's kind of thrown some out there, like Bella's Corner and stuff we thought of, but nothing really stuck. So
if you gotta... I saw Bella's Corner. I think it was on your post, and I think that was a really cool one. Yeah. I forget where else I've seen like a. It was a something corner. It was, I don't know if it was like news or some talk show, but that one's a really good one. Got a good ring to it.
Yeah, I'm really liking that one. George came up with that one. There was like Bella's Broadcasting too. Just a bunch of different things.
I think Bella's Corner would be kind of cool, Ethan, because like she could do this and she could take it like if she was an announcer at a race and she could be like, yeah, Bella's Corner, what's up, guys? Like, oh, I think that would be so cool. Sign,
yeah, it's definitely something you could go with. You could build a brand off that for sure.
Yeah. No, that's the main goal, you know, but just getting it started, I'm really excited. And I want to start talking to new people, but I wanted to bring some old faces like you and Keaton in here because... You guys are what kind of started this youth, and you guys are going to be the future of, you know, racing. So
yeah. Yeah. Thank you for having me on. It was an honor to be on the first show.
Before you leave, Ethan, I got a question for you about Michelle Guzman. Also said with a beautiful face like that, how are you going to, like, it's going to be a success no matter what, I think, too. Well, is there any suggestions? Because, Ethan, you've been on the Dirt Life show a few times. You've also kind of done your own lives and different things like that. And you obviously have some media credentials with your racing experience. You're a little older than Bella, but what kind of experience, what kind of advice can you give from the experience that you had for Bella?
I would say just be yourself. I think the biggest thing, you're a great person. You have a great personality. And so don't try to be anyone, but don't try to put on a different face. Just be yourself and you'll do great.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm going to take that and use it. I'm pretty nervous, but no, I feel like it can really turn into.
Dude, I just came up with what I think. So if we call it Bella's Corner, people can just like, there'll be like certain pieces of it that you just say full pepper through the corn.
Oh, yeah.
Full pepper.
That'd be funny. That'd be good. You could have like a little slogan.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Bella's Corner, full pepper.
That's awesome.
Agreed.
So Christopher Barkley, yeah. All right, but you have anything else that you want to talk with us about or talk with Bella about?
No, I'm good. Just good luck with the rest of the show. I think you're going to do great.
Oh,
oh yeah.
What are your plans? What's going on?
Oh, the rest of the year is pretty hectic. This weekend, I'm going down and pre-running for the Baja 400, and then I'm co-driving for Brock Hegger the weekend after that. And then we got Silver State and the rest of Best in the Desert, and then a DP4 round thrown in there. So we're pretty packed for the rest last 3 months of the school year or the racing year.
Yeah.
Dude, that's wild. And he didn't even mention school, but he still has school.
No, he still got another
aspect.
Hey, you should ask him that question before
I do. Dude, break the ninth
question. What was that?
I said this is the breaking ice question, if we can be friends or not.
Okay.
Tacos or hot dogs?
Tacos. Not even a question.
Just making sure.
What kind of question is that? Tacos.
Oh, I love it. All right. So we'll let him go and then we're going to do the outro.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Say it, Ethan. We'll see you later, buddy. Please tell the family hi.
Will do. All right. Bye.
Okay. So let's go through the outro. You want to tell them the stuff or do you want me to?
Sponsored deals page on the Dirt Life Show to help you guys get some awesome deals and products. Thank you, Jackson, Jameson, Mandel, Ethan Groom, and King Danbury, and Cashley Corey for coming on. Thank you, George, for giving me this awesome opportunity. I'm really excited to start competing with you.
I think it's going to be pretty cool. The guys at CoinPort Power Sports are supporting you wholeheartedly. So I think we should also thank all the people that joined us today.
Yeah, thank you, audience, and everyone who's sat here watching and listening to all this talk about pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it's a really good engagement. You had a lot of people commenting. You had a lot of people giving the feedback. That was super cool. And I also, obviously, we want to thank our sponsors of the show. So give them your three, and then I'll do the rest.
Yes. Evo, obviously. KMC and Motul, especially, because you guys are a great help. Thank you.
Yep, they've done a very good job in supporting the whole show. And thank you to all the guys at Max's Tires, Cash the Croy. Obviously, he lost one, but those three, we're still getting all kinds of traction on the rock. Thanks, you guys, over at Shock Therapy. Use the code DIRTLEG. Get yourself some Shock Therapy products, GL Audio. Like I said, go check out that DIRTLEG Pro R at Sancho. Evolution Power Sports, Thunder Racing products. Let's see here. And Vision Canopies. Thank you guys very much for all supporting the show. You guys are the reason that we can do all this stuff together, offer opportunities for Bella. Everybody at Coin Power Sports, they're staying late. We still got guys out here just turning laps in that new Can-Am.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool. Bella and I are going to go check that thing out. You guys should come down to Coin Power Sports and buy some, too. So let's tell everybody when your next show is going to be, and we'll tease out.
Yeah, so our sale is aiming for the first Wednesday of every month at 5:30. So I think that's...
All right, so we will see you guys the first Monday in October.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Dirt Life Show. See you next week.